Welcome to Student Radio One-on-One. I'm here today to address an upcoming problem in all classrooms across America. Kids are losing focus and disengaging. Now, there are many factors that could cause this, but one main one is students suffering from shame. Here to give us some expert advice on this subject is renowned author Phoebe Moore.
Hi, Miss Hannah. I'm so glad to be here and can't wait to share all my awesome insight.
We are so honored to have you here today. First off, what even is shame? How do kids know if they're going through shame?
Well, my mentor, Breen Brown, quite the awesome lady, really hit the head on the nail when defining shame. She claims it is an intensely painful feeling or experience, or believing that we are flawed and therefore unworthy of love and belonging. Not knowing you are going through shame can be hard to identify. Many people confuse it with guilt, but guilt is knowing you have committed a specific crime. Shame and guilt are completely different, but as humans, we experience both. You can identify shame by realizing you have not done anything wrong. People are just making it seem that way.
This is all so interesting. Now, there are three different stages of levels or shame. How do those affect us?
Well, to be truthful, there aren't really stages, but many types of reactions. For instance, one type is moving away, another is moving towards, and the last one's moving against. Now, I'm not quite the expert on these, but one of my great friends actually is going to start working with schools to use these levels. They refer to them as shame shields.
That is so awesome. So I welcome Brett Law from the University of Harvard Studies on shame shields.
Hey guys, oh my gosh, I am so glad to be here. So, as you heard before, my group of specialists have been working harder than ever to really dig into three shame shields, also another great innovation from Breen Brown's list before.
Could you maybe go into more detail about each shield and their purposes?
Yes, I think that would be really awesome for the students to hear.
Well, the very first one is called moving away. This is where a student would withdraw themselves from the shamer, almost like hiding or silencing. Now, this one may not work in every situation or for everyone's personality.
This one is totally me.
The next one is moving towards. I like to reference this one as the people pleasers. Take, for instance, someone made you feel like you weren't smart enough to even do the math. In this instance, this shield user would say something like, "You are so right, I'm so stupid," whereas this can ease the situation with a good laugh or a way to change the subject. Once again, this won't work for everyone or every situation.
Yep, I'm totally going to admit this one is me.
Haha, well ladies, you haven't even heard the last one. While most reviewers, this is the hardest one for students to do, it is very effective. It is called moving against. It has a more aggressive stance towards the shamers. The one feeling ashamed tries to gain power over the shame by calling right back to them and stepping down.
These are awesome. Students out there, if you're listening, take these shields, use them, and they can truly be helpful.
Remember, guys, every human feels shame, so don't be ashamed of it.
All right, guys. Well, Hannah gave me the honors of signing off, but before I go, remember, carry all these shields in your mind. You can never be prepared. Using these will help us re-engage in class and succeed. Have a wonderful day, everyone.